Leadership and learning are indispensable to each other. John F. Kennedy. According to the dictionary, leadership is the action of leading a group of people or an organization, the state or position of being a leader. My name is Melissa Benoit, and I am conducting this interview to see what my students have learned about leadership and being a leader. I decided to focus my analysis of student understanding on leadership because the overarching theme of senior English is leadership. My students take two trimesters of senior English where we define leadership, talk about leadership, read novels about leadership, and discuss how they are leaders in their own lives. I wanted to see what kind of knowledge my students had on the topic. I chose to have several students in my Senior English B section, which is the second half of Senior English. By now, they have read four novels, written a personal narrative, and really spent time making connections to leadership. The questions will help me know how much they have understood on the topic. What is leadership?
Leadership is doing the right thing and setting better examples than what you've seen from the people around you through your own actions.
Who are some good leaders?
Barack Obama's a pretty good leader because he does what he has to, even though a lot of people like seem to just blame him for everything. And then Bill Gates is a pretty good leader. I mean, he's gotten a lot of people to believe in him and believe in his products and stuff.
What happens when there are bad leaders?
When there are bad leaders in Animal Farm, for example, Napoleon was a pretty bad leader, and then the animals wanted to revolt, and then he killed all those other animals and stuff like that because they gave in to corruption, I guess.
What words do you associate with leadership?
Influential, positive, honest, virtuous, intelligent.
If you're going to draw a picture of leadership, what would it look like?
It'd look like someone asking someone to do something, but also pitching in when they need help because it's all in together.
How are you a leader?
I do my best to set better examples than I've grown up seeing through in my household and stuff like that. I just try to be the best person I can be.
How do you think that's going to help you?
I think it'll go a long way. I think a lot of people look for leaders nowadays, and I think that it's just a positive thing to have about you.
Although the first student gave me a fairly good explanation of how my students were understanding leadership, I wanted to make sure I had a thorough analysis, so I asked another student about her understanding. What is leadership?
Leadership is when a person takes the role to lead other people and show them what to do and tell them how to do it the right way.
Who are some good leaders?
My coach is a leader because they show us how to do things the right way.
Anyone else you can think of?
My mom's a leader because she tells me how to do things and how to be.
What happens when there's bad leaders?
When there's bad leaders, the whole situation turns into chaos because the person either isn't leading or they're being a dictator, and so people don't listen to them because they get offended and they don't want to do what the leader tells them to do. And so then, there's no leadership because all it is the leader either dictating or sitting back, and so the people are doing what they want to do anyways.
What words do you associate with leadership?
With leadership, I would associate somebody who is strong, like with their words and their actions, and they also are outgoing and they're supportive and they are encouraging and motivational.
How are you a leader?
I think I'm a leader because sometimes in school I will do the right thing and I'll tell people how they can do things the right way, or I'll show them. Or sometimes I don't say anything, but I'll just sit there, and when the teacher tells us to be quiet, I'll be quiet so that way they'll copy me.
Interviewing students on their knowledge of leadership proved to be a valuable experience for me. They were able to answer the proposed questions and had a general understanding of what it meant to be a leader. They even pulled examples from novels we read, like Animal Farm, about the effects of dictatorship. They were also able to give real-life examples of how they are leaders. The gaps in understanding arose when asked to define leadership and explain why certain individuals were good leaders. They were able to state some examples, but weren't confident in exactly what their definition of a leader was. They also could identify leaders, but weren't extremely knowledgeable about why those people were effective leaders. It was interesting to see what my students took away from the class about leadership. Leadership has been in the background of each unit, yet maybe not as clearly as I intended it to be. Interviewing the students helped me to see there may need to be a more direct focus on leadership, so students are able to recognize it and apply it to themselves. Overall, I was pleased with how the interviews went and was glad I learned more about my students' understanding.